Just a warning, we're going to be singing the same hymn that you sang yesterday. I hope you can endure. We pray. Lord, we come before thee now. At thy feet we humbly bow. Speak a word to us this day which will guide us on our way. Last Sunday, Pastor Schaller's Old Testament reading was from the book of Jonah. Jonah had gone to Nineveh to proclaim God's judgment against the city because of their wickedness. The result was that the people repented. And then we read this in chapter 3, verse 10. Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them. And he did not do it. So God spared Nineveh from its well-deserved punishment because they repented. This caused me to think, how many hundreds of times, thousands, who knows what the number is, has God spared a nation, a city, an individual from a well-deserved punishment? If you are a news lover, almost every day you will learn of disasters and wars, violence and murders. There seems to be an endless stream of tragedy. And the latest was Hurricane Ian, causing untold devastation in Florida and elsewhere. Perhaps there is some disaster that has affected your life or the life of somebody you know. A preacher had incurred the anger of a petty thief by pointing out his sins. The thief knew the habits of the preacher, so he waited on the roadside where he knew the preacher would be coming on his way home. His plan was to kill him. However, the preacher reached his home without incident. Sometime later, the preacher learned that this thief was in prison, and he went to visit him. The thief told him about that night when he was planning to kill him, but that he refrained from doing so because there was another man walking with him. Well, the preacher happened to remember that particular night, and he said, "There was no one with me. I was walking alone. An angel?" The preacher was spared, but he didn't know it until much later. A murder did not happen. How many times do we hear about a disaster that did not occur? Well, if it did not occur, why would we hear about it? A war that did not begin. How would anybody know that it might have begun? Our lives are filled with things that did not happen. And when you consider all of the good things that happen to us each day, it's amazing. So why? We don't deserve any of the good, and yet every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Even the necessities of life are undeserved. Because like Nineveh, we have sinned against our God over and over again, every day. We think, we do, we say things that are contrary to the holy and loving will of God. So what we deserve are the catastrophes, the violence, the thefts, murders, warfare, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, and so forth. Every form of suffering. The very fact that these things happen now and then or here and there, should cause us to stop and think about that old saying, "There, but for the grace of God, go I." Actually, we deserve much worse than this, and you know what I'm talking about. We deserve to hear those terrifying words, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Instead, what we hear is the glorious words, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the earth." We don't deserve it, obviously. You can't earn a blessing. You can't earn an inheritance. And this was all prepared for us before the foundation of the world, before we even existed or had done anything good or bad. The grace of God. This can be traced only to that which we have in Christ Jesus. Jesus got what we deserved. Imagine all of sin's disasters heaped upon one man. It happened on Calvary for you and for me. In Christ, your sins are forgiven. All that you deserved, he suffered. All that he deserved, you have received. Even that eternal place in heaven. When you see a distant catastrophe, think of those words, "There but for the grace of God go I." And even when something severe happens to you, perhaps you can remember the words of Jeremiah, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Been almost 2,800 years since God spared Nineveh. It's been over 2,000 years since Christ died on the cross. Is that God back from back then still the same God for us today? Can it still be true that God is actually sparing us day after day from terrible things? Well, this is what he says to you. "I am the Lord. I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed." So we're going to turn to hymn number 809. We're going to do it a little differently. We're going to sing verse 1 without the refrain, and then verse 3 with the refrain.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God.